Hi guys, it's Scott Harris here, the founder of Ultimate Coach, where we train the world's best coaches. Stopping by to share with you some advice today that was given to me almost a decade ago by somebody I really trust and respect and really hold very dear to my heart. And it was about making sure that you pay attention in life to a thing called the last time ever. The last time ever, and here's what it means. How it came about was I had just had my first child, and we were like all brand new beginning parents. We were looking for the first sign of, you know, activity, the first sign of advancement, the first clench of their fist. We were looking for the first rollover, the first time they could take whole food into their body, the first time that we could, you know, they could say a word, the first time they could take a step. And my friend said to me, she said, listen, Scotty, look, there's going to be lots of firsts in your life. But as the years roll by, you want to make sure you're paying attention to the lasts. I said, excuse me, what do you mean? And she said, well, there's so many firsts and they're great. And you're going to take notice of those. You're going to be aware of those. But there's going to be often in life, there's last time evers that very often slip by unnoticed. And 10 years later, I now know what she means. 10 years later in our parenting, I know there's some last times where I carried my now 8-year-old son in a little baby sling. There's some last time evers that my daughter Grace let me brush her hair. I used to for years brush her hair every day, and now she doesn't want me to brush her hair anymore. Now, right now I still have a small infant child, baby Justice. He's about 21 months old, and I'm very conscious that every time I change his nappy, his diaper, it could be the last time ever. And what that's allowed for us to do is not live in scarcity, not live in lack, and not live in fear, but it's allowed me to be very conscious about living in the moment. Now you may say, Scott, listen, my kids are already grown up or I don't have children. But the way this philosophy is being conscious of the last time ever has shown up for me has been not just in my parenting, it's shown up in my relationship. You know, it's shown up in, what if this was the last time we ever said goodbye? What if this was the last time that we got to have this experience? What if this is the last time that we got to spend this day together? How would I treat this person? How would I react to this person? How would I hold sacred this person? What would I no longer consider to be important if this was the last time ever a particular thing was going to happen? In my business, you know, I'm a coach. I coach and mentor people one-on-one. I coach people in small groups. I coach people in thousands of people at a time in my speaking and seminars around the world. And I got to tell you, I want to be very conscious of, what if this is the last time ever I get to contact this person? What if this is the last time ever I get to speak on this stage? What if this is the last time ever that particular person is going to click on a link or use my services? What is it that I can say or do or be differently to touch them, to move them, to shift them, so I can really take a moment to honor and to hold sacred that potential interaction? So my discussion for you today is, maybe there's some things in your life you want to pay attention to that maybe it's the last time that's going to happen. Small things, noticing as your body changes, all of our bodies change as we get older. Small things in your parenting, whether your children are young like mine or teenagers or young adults or even mature adults. Things in your business as you're growing and developing and expanding your business. Things in your customer service. Things in your relationships with your spouse, your friends, your peers. You want to be conscious of last time evers. And if you brought that energy to the conversation, what if this was your last dinner party? What if this was your last day out boating? What if this was your last Saturday afternoon at home watching the football with your family and friends? Would you do things differently? Would you change the way you're talking? Would you change what you're focusing on? Would you change what you maybe currently think is important and maybe remember what actually is sacred? Now, I want to be clear, I'm not talking about living your every single day as if you're going to die tomorrow. That'd be silly. You have to think about the future and you have to plan for the next part of your life, the next week, the next month, the next year, the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years. I'm not talking about being fatalist. I think I'm just talking about honoring the moment and really being grateful for everything that happens in your life and knowing that as the seasons change, as the chapters end and then begin, you want to just make sure that you're enjoying the chapter that you're in. And as it closes, as that season comes to a finality, you want to make sure that you're thankful for it, that you are blessed for it, that you are grateful for it, that you've savored it, that you've savored it. And then you jump into the next chapter, the next season. And this is true, definitely in your parenting, definitely in your intimate relationship, and maybe too in your business, your coaching, your teaching, the selling, the marketing of your products and services that you do. So that's my gift to you today from someone who gave that advice to me more than a decade ago. Look out in your life for a last time ever. And if this is the last time ever, gosh, what would you say and how would you do it? So I'm hoping, I'm wishing this is not our last time ever. If you've enjoyed this video, please have a chat to me in the box down below. I'd love to talk to you about some great experiences that are happening in your life or have happened before. Please share that with me so we can have a chat about that. And equally importantly, if you've got some friends or family that you love and adore and wish to have a spectacular life, please go ahead and push the share button right now and share this video with your family and friends, and maybe all of us together, you, me, our families, our communities, our customers and clients, can all start to become a little bit more conscious, a little bit more grateful, a little bit more aware for things that are happening in our life, because that could just be the last time that's ever gonna happen. So until then, this is Scott Harris, your ultimate coach, saying thank you so much for watching, thank you for sharing, and until we get to speak one-on-one in person at a live event, or indeed here in this format, I wish you an extraordinary day, a spectacular week, live very deliberately, and bye for now.